Software Deep Dive and Trading Club Update, Week 17. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $125,963 as of Thursday, April 30, up 26% since our May 30 launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made no trades this week. In today's update, we continue our deep dive series into software stocks with an overview of Roper Technologies. For this CEO, cash is king. Roper Technologies, NASDAQ, ROP, is a serial acquirer of vertical market software, VMS, businesses, sharing many similarities with Constellation Software, OCT, CNSWF, which we analyzed last week. Like Constellation, Roper buys niche VMS companies that provide mission-critical functions deeply embedded into customer workflows. These businesses have wide competitive moats, and as a result, they generate stable, high-margin recurring revenues. But it didn't start out that way. The company traces its roots back to 1890, when George D. Roper founded a manufacturing business focused on home appliances and industrial products. Over the next 110 years, the company went through several reshufflings. But the biggest transformation came in 2001, when Brian Jellison took over as CEO. Before joining Roper, Jellison spent 26 years at Ingersoll Rand, IR, where he rose to an executive vice president managing $4 billion in revenue across several divisions. At age 55, he was on the shortlist of candidates to become the next CEO. But by that time, Jellison had grown disillusioned with corporate bloat at the conglomerate, or as he once put it, fed up with how little time was spent on actually focusing on creating shareholder value. In Roper, Jellison saw a business small and nimble enough that he could reinvent from the ground up. When he became CEO in 2001, Roper was a tiny industrial business generating $600 million in annual revenue. But by the time Jellison retired in February 2018, he had grown it into a $35 billion enterprise generating $5 billion in revenue. During his 16-year tenure, Roper delivered total shareholder returns of 1,623% or a 19% compounded annual gain. While Jellison kept a low profile, the transformation he orchestrated at Roper puts him in the Hall of Fame category as one of the greatest CEOs of all time. And he left behind an enduring capital allocation framework that has kept the business thriving ever since. Today, Roper generates $8 billion in revenue and $2.4 billion in free cash flow, setting new record highs every year since Jellison retired, excluding 2022, when several large subsidiaries were divested. And in the last 3 years, revenue has increased at an average annual rate of 14%, showing no signs of disruption from artificial intelligence, AI. Since the launch of ChatGPT in 2022, Roper's North Star, cash return on investment. The secret to Jellison's success came from a simple yet brilliant business structure and incentive system that all but guaranteed Roper would deliver massive shareholder value over time. First, he ruthlessly cut through corporate bureaucracy and middle management layers to create a streamlined, decentralized executive structure. He gave the heads of each business division near full autonomy to run their operations and make acquisitions, while tasking them with one single mandate: increase cash return on investment, CROI, where CROI is defined as the cash earnings divided by invested capital. In his prior life, Jellison saw how traditional performance metrics, like sales or earnings growth, could be game to juice executive compensation at the expense of shareholder returns. But the one metric you cannot manipulate is cash in the bank. And by aligning the entire culture around this singular North Star, he ignited one of the greatest corporate transformations of all time. When Jellison took over in 2001, the business generated 16% free cash flow margins. By the time he retired in 2018, margins had increased to 26%. And when Jellison left, his capital allocation framework continued driving free cash flow margins to new highs, reaching 31% last year. And therein lies the secret to Roper's success. Thanks to Jellison imposing a singular focus on CROI, the business not only increases its revenue at a steady rate, but the quality of that revenue, or how much gets converted into cold, hard cash, has grown massively. That's how Roper's free cash flow has soared 25-fold from $95 million in 2001 to $2.4 billion last year. As mentioned above, the sale of several large subsidiaries caused the jump in 2021 and subsequent drop in 2022. The fundamental driver of Roper's transformation into a cash flow juggernaut has come from a multi-decade process of swapping out low-margin industrial businesses in favor of high-margin software companies. But Jellison didn't start out with any intention of getting into the software business. For the first 3 years of his tenure, he focused exclusively on what he knew best, acquiring high-quality industrial businesses. But it was his ruthless adherence to the CROI framework that eventually pulled Roper in this direction. An unexpected transformation. In 2004, Roper acquired toll road infrastructure provider TransCore. As part of that deal, it also acquired a TransCore subsidiary called Dial-A-Truck, DAT, which operated the largest freight brokerage marketplace in North America. DAT provides a digital platform where trucking brokers, carriers, and shippers connect to match shipping orders with available trucks. This was different from every other business in Roper's portfolio, and it showcased the powerful cash flow dynamics of the software business. DAT required no inventory and no physical assets. It was a pure-play software business that earned subscription fees for providing access to its data and analytics platform. This meant upfront cash payments came in the door on day one for a full-year subscription. Meanwhile, each incremental customer could be added onto the platform with minimal operating expense or capital investment. As a result, revenue scaled up much faster than expenses. It was cash flow nirvana, and checked every box Jellison looked for in maximizing CROI. Consider the returns this acquisition has generated since. Roper eventually sold the toll road infrastructure component of TransCore for $2.7 billion in 2021, or 4.6x the initial purchase price. But it retained DAT as one of its crown jewel software assets, which now generates $400 million in annual revenue with gross margins exceeding 80%. Similar brokerage-style software platforms trade at multiples of 10x to 15x revenue. As the dominant leader in its industry, we can conservatively assign a 10x revenue multiple, which values DAT at $4 billion. In other words, the $600 million TransCore acquisition resulted in a $2.7 billion sale of the TransCore industrial business. Meanwhile, DAT, the tiny software subsidiary that was an afterthought at the time of the acquisition, is now worth more than the entire core industrial business. And that's exactly why Roper has pivoted its business model to focus entirely on software. Today, that transformation is nearly complete. Approximately 75% of revenue now comes from VMS companies, split across two segments, application software and network software. The remaining 25% of revenue comes from a segment called technology-enabled products. And in contrast with Constellation's acquisition strategy of buying hundreds of tiny VMS companies, Roper focuses on making fewer, larger acquisitions. It owns just 30 companies today. Next, we'll take a look at a few of the companies in each segment to illustrate the types of businesses in Roper's portfolio. Roper's three business segments: application software, 54% of revenue. These are mission-critical software tools serving specialized, niche industries. Roper focuses on businesses that are deeply embedded into the daily workflows of their customers, with dominant competitive positions that impose significant switching costs on their customers, which translates into high gross profit margins of 68%. Examples in this segment include Aderant, the world's largest independent provider of business management software for legal firms. The software platform handles the full operational backbone of a law office, including billing hours, case management, business intelligence, scheduling, and conflicts of interest analysis. Strata, financial planning, analytics, and business performance management software for hospitals and health systems. Strata is used by over 1,000 hospitals in the U.S. to manage budgeting, cost accounting, and strategic planning. Clinisys, laboratory information systems for clinical, public health, and research laboratories. This software manages the full workflow of laboratory testing and results reporting. Vertifor, the leading distribution management platform for the insurance industry that handles policy management, agency management, and compliance workflows. Customers include independent agents, insurance carriers, and state regulatory bodies. In most cases, these companies are either the number one or number two largest players in their niche industries. Their moats are created by years or even decades of trust built into the security and reliability of these platforms, as well as the high costs and risks of migrating mission-critical data and workflows to alternative providers. Switching providers typically involves a multi-year, multi-million-dollar undertaking that disrupts the entire operation. Network software, 21% of revenue, marketplace and network businesses. This is Roper's most profitable segment, generating gross margins of 84%. The key feature of these businesses that makes them so profitable, and also immune from competition, is the compounding power of network effects. Consider the crown jewel of this segment, the DAT freight brokerage platform, described above. DAT was founded in 1978 and has been the dominant freight brokerage for most of its existence. A new competitor cannot replicate DAT's brokerage network by simply recreating the software code. The hardest and most expensive part of DAT's business, assembling a critical mass of carriers and brokers on both sides of the marketplace, was accomplished decades ago. Every transaction that flows through DAT's network enriches its dataset, pricing benchmarks, lane rates, carrier performance, capacity availability. This data becomes more valuable over time simply by virtue of the network operating. DAT doesn't need to make capital investments to accumulate this asset. It accrues automatically as a byproduct of normal business activity. The $1 trillion in freight transactions that run through DAT's system represents an asset that no amount of capital spending could replicate from scratch. The same basic principle applies to the other businesses in this segment, which include LoadLink, the Canadian equivalent of DAT, a freight matching and load board network serving the Canadian trucking and brokerage market. LoadLink operates on the same network effects model as DAT, but focused on cross-border and domestic Canadian freight lanes. ConstructConnect, the leading pre-construction intelligence network connecting general contractors, subcontractors, and suppliers. It provides project leads, bid management, and market intelligence for the commercial construction industry. When a developer files plans for a new building, ConstructConnect captures that data and makes it available to the contractors and subcontractors who want to bid on the work. iPipeline, a platform for life insurance distribution that streamlines the application, underwriting, and new business submission process between carriers and distributors. It is deeply embedded in the workflow between insurance companies and the agents and brokers who sell their products. The network effect here comes from the fact that carriers and distributors both need to be on the same platform for transactions to flow, making iPipeline the standard rail that life insurance distribution runs on. SoftWriters, pharmacy management software for long-term care and senior living pharmacies. SoftWriters manages prescription dispensing, clinical documentation, billing, and regulatory compliance for the specialized pharmacies that serve nursing homes and assisted living facilities. In each case, these businesses all benefit from network effects rather than just switching costs, which creates some of the more powerful competitive moats and thus greatest pricing power and margins in the software world. They're also some of the most immune to disruption. Their power lies in their networks, not in the software itself. Technology-enabled products, 25% of revenue. These businesses fall into a hardware-software hybrid category. Each of these companies sell some type of physical hardware product, but they come with a software or service component that generates the high CROI attributes Roper selects for. As a result of these high-margin recurring revenue streams, this segment generates solid gross margins of 58%. Examples of technology-enabled products, TEP, include Neptune Technology Group, smart water metering infrastructure for municipal water utilities. Neptune makes the physical water meters that go in the ground, but the real value comes from the advanced metering infrastructure, AMI, network. This includes the communication hardware, software platform, and data analytics layer that allows utilities to read meters remotely and detect leaks, monitor consumption patterns, and manage its distribution network. Once a municipality deploys Neptune's AMI infrastructure, replacing it involves ripping out physical hardware across thousands of locations, an extraordinarily high switching cost. Civco Medical Solutions, medical devices and accessories for ultrasound-guided procedures, radiation therapy, and brachytherapy. Civco's products are used in oncology, radiology, and interventional procedures. These are highly specialized tools, deeply embedded in clinical protocols, and with meaningful consumables revenue that accompany each device. Inovonics, wireless sensor network technology for commercial and industrial applications, including personal emergency response systems, fire and life safety monitoring, and building automation. Inovonics sells the hardware sensors and the software platform that manages the network, creating a recurring monitoring and subscription revenue layer on top of the initial hardware installation. Integrated Production Associates, specialized technology for petroleum production optimization, sitting at the intersection of measurement instrumentation and software analytics for oil and gas operations. Roper evaluates each TEP business through the lens of recurring revenue. It only buys hardware businesses that also sell things like service contracts on installed equipment, software subscriptions, and consumables. In each case, these create annuity-like revenue streams that reduce cyclicality and improve CROI. By focusing exclusively on businesses where recurring revenue makes up a meaningful and growing share of total revenue, this segment generates significantly higher margins and CROI versus a conventional industrial portfolio. The upside of these hardware-reliant business models is that they offer an extra layer of insulation against the threat of AI disruption that pure software companies face. In summary, we believe the businesses in Roper's portfolio should face little or not disruption from AI. In many cases, The ability to create more software faster and at lower cost could ultimately become a major benefit to their existing businesses. As we've shown, the competitive advantage for these software companies doesn't lie with their source code. It lies in things like network effects, the trust established over many years of providing secure and reliable outcomes, and high switching costs. Going on year 4 of the AI revolution, we've seen no negative impact in Roper's revenue or cash flow profile from any disruptive new entrants encroaching on the businesses in its portfolio. The only thing we've seen is the share price decline on fears of AI disruption. As a result, we have the rare opportunity to buy this cash flow compounder at a dirt cheap valuation of around 15x earnings, the lowest level in over a decade. We see no reason why Roper cannot continue executing on its current trajectory of compounding free cash flow at 10% to 15% per year going forward. And if the valuation reverts to its historical mean of around 25x earnings, the stage is set for market-beating returns exceeding 20% annually over the next several years. Next, we provide a detailed look at our current portfolio holdings. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on April 30th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNM, $48 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100 x $48 equals $9,600. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts in shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30th, which can be found here, the June 2nd Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here. The July 24th recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here. The September 24th recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here. The January 21st recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls can be found here. The Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, CEL, recommendations were published as part of our trade series on Thursday, December 4th, which can be found here. The January 23rd recommendation of Figma, NYSE, FFE can be found here. We created a special report called the AI Halo that includes the research for LandBridge, NYSE, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VONM, which can be found here. We created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.